بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
A major benefit brought by Imam Khomeini was familiarizing people with concept of resistance. This is the part of the speech delivered on June 4th, 2022 by Imam Khomeini, the leader of the Islamic Revolution. On the 33rd demise anniversary of Imam Khomeini, greetings be upon him. One of the greatest advantages of Imam was that he familiarized the nation with the concept of resistance. It occurs many times that nations are after something but do not have the power to resist. When there is a pressure, they retreat. Imam built a nation like this. He injected resistance and steadfastness in them. That is why today the Iranian nation is a completely resistant and solid nation. Thank God, this is another blessing of our magnanimous Imam, and the term resistance he entered into the political discourse of the world. The resistance taught to the Iranian nation and all of us by Imam has turned into an outstanding term in the political discourse of the world. I would like to raise an important point about the enemy's greed, plans, plots, and foolish schemes against the Iranian nation. This point is made of two parts. One is that today, the most important means of the enemies to inflict harm on the country is to pin their hopes on popular protest. They hope that with psychological work, internet, and cyberspace activities, with the various forms, money, and employment of mercenaries, they will be able to pit the people against the Islamic government and the Islamic Republic. This is the first part of the matter.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The second part of the matter is that this calculation of the enemy is wrong, just like many other calculations made by him. In the beginning of the revolution, they promised that the Islamic Republic would not live more than 6 months and that it would fall. When those 6 months passed, they renewed it, saying that it would happen 6 months later. More than 80 of these 6 months periods have passed now. On that day, the Islamic Republic used to be a thin sapling, but it has become a sturdy and deep-rooted tree, and it has become stronger on a daily basis. Their calculations were wrong back then, and they are wrong now too. This calculation is just like the previous ones. An example is their calculation during the Sacred Defense era. They helped Saddam thinking that he would destroy the Islamic Republic in the course of a few days. They helped the plotters of coups, hoping that they would do something. All these were calculations made by the Americans and Westerners, and all were wrong.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. Guiding me.